February 12, 1928 Laments of the Soul. How Jesus enclosed within himself all the acts rejected by creatures, and formed his kingdom. How one who possesses the divine fiat possesses the belocating power and can give to God, as her own, what belongs to God. My poor mind keeps moving around within the endless boundaries of the supreme fiat, and my poor heart is in the nightmare of the harrowing pain of the privation of my beloved Jesus. Hours are centuries, nights are interminable without him. And since it is a divine pain that swoops down on my little soul, its immensity drowns me, crushes me, and I feel all the weight of an eternal pain. Oh! Holy God, how can you do this? You take away from me that very life which you want me to possess. How can this be? You put me in the impossibility to live, and live dying, because the fount of your life is not in me? Ah! Jesus, come back, do not abandon me to myself, I cannot live without life. Jesus! Jesus! How much it costs me to have known you! How many tearings you have made to my human life, to give me yours! And now I live suspended, my own life, I can find no more, because with your stratagems you have stolen it from me. Yours, I just barely feel, but as though torn by the strong eclipse of the light of your will. So, everything is over for me, and I am forced to resign myself, and to feel your life through the rays of light, through the reflections which your adorable will brings me. I can endure no more. Jesus, come back to the one whom you so much loved, and you told you loved, and have now had the strength to abandon. Come back once and for all, and decide not to leave me anymore. But while I was pouring out my sorrow, he moved in my interior, and mitigating the light that eclipsed him, he stretched his arms toward me, clasping me tightly, and told me, "My daughter, poor little one of mine, courage, it is my will that wants its first place in you. But I must not decide not to leave you. My decision was taken when you decided not to leave me anymore." Then there was a stealing of each other's lives, I yours, and you mine. With this difference, that, before, you would see me without the eclipse of the light of my fiat, as it was as though enclosed inside of me. And now, wanting to take life in you, it has overflowed outside of me, and belocating itself, it has enclosed my humanity inside its light, and therefore you feel my life through the reflections of the light. So, why do you fear that I might leave you? Now, you must know that my humanity redid within itself all the acts rejected by creatures, which my will, in giving itself to them, wanted them to do. I redid them all, and I deposited them within myself in order to form its kingdom, waiting for the propitious time to release them from myself and deposit them in creatures as the foundation of this kingdom. Had I not done this, the kingdom of my will could not take place in the midst of creatures, because I alone, as man and God, could make up for man and receive into myself the whole operating of a divine will, which creatures were to receive and do, and communicate it through myself to them. In fact, in Eden, the two wills, the human and the divine, remained as though scowling at each other, because the human opposed the divine. All other offenses were the consequence. Therefore, first I had to radio within myself all the acts opposed to the divine fiat, and let it lay its kingdom in me. If I did not reconcile these two wills scowling at each other, how could I form the redemption? Therefore, in everything I did on earth, the first act was to re-establish the harmony, the order between the two wills, in order to form my kingdom. The redemption was the consequence of this. And so, it was necessary to remove the consequences of the evil which the human will had produced, and therefore I gave most efficacious remedies, so as to then manifest the great good of the kingdom of my will. So, the reflections of its lie do nothing but bring you the acts which my humanity contains, so that everything might be divine will in you. Therefore, be attentive in following it, and do not fear. After this, I was continuing my round in the creation, to give to my Creator all the homages of the divine qualities which each created thing contains. Because, since everything came out of the divine fiat, consequently it maintains their life. Even more, it is the primary act of each created thing. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, the created things are not mine. How can I say, by right, I offer you the homages of the light of the sun, the glory of the starry heavens, and so forth? But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, one who possesses my will and lives in it, can say, by right, the sun is mine, the heavens, the sea, everything is mine, and, as mine, I bring everything around the divine majesty, to give him the glory which each created thing contains. In fact, is all creation perhaps not the work of my omnipotent fiat? Does its palpitating life, its vital warmth, its incessant motion that moves everything, orders and harmonizes everything, not flow within it, as if the whole creation were one single act? So, for one who possesses my divine will as life, heavens, sun, seas and everything, are not things extraneous to her, but everything is her own, just as everything belongs to my fiat. In fact, she is nothing other than a birth from it which, by possessing it, has our rights over all the births from it, which is the whole creation. Therefore, by right and in truth, she can say to her Creator, I offer you all the homages of the light of the sun with all its effects, symbol of the eternal light, the glory of the immensity of the heavens, and so with all the rest. To possess my will is divine life that the soul carries out within herself. So, everything that comes out of her contains power, immensity, light, love. We feel in her our belocating power which, belocating us, places all our divine qualities in attitude, and she offers them to us as her own, as divine homages worthy of that divine fiat which knows how to, and can belocate itself in order to call back the creature to the first act of creation, which is, let us make man in our image and likeness.